Good morning. Welcome to Rehoboth United Methodist Church this morning. We are so glad that you're here to worship with us this morning. I guess everybody has noticed that the bulletin is a little bit larger than normal. So just kind of a little key to the fact that our worship service this morning is going to be a little bit different as well. So I'm not going to take a whole lot of time because I want everybody to be able to spend some great time in this new worship experience that we're going to have today. As you will notice, we're not going to have communion in the same way that we normally do. And so we won't be coming forward and placing our offerings and our registration of attendance cards, which of course is the little yellow card inside. Everybody please fill that out. We will be passing baskets a little bit later on for the offering, and please fill a card out and place the card and or your offerings in the basket when it's presented. I want to read a card that we have. I have so enjoyed the cards and well wishes from all of you during my healing time from the fractured tibia on my knee. I especially enjoyed the beautiful altar flowers Pam and Joanne brought last week. Thanks for your prayers and for being my friends. Hope to see you soon during Sunday services. Love, Linda Aldrich. And we want to continue to keep Linda in our prayers as she heals from that fracture. Inside the bulletin are the announcements. Lots of ministries, lots of things going on. So please take the time to look at these and sign up for whatever needs to be signed up for. Please participate in these ministries. The altar flowers today are provided by Cheryl Charlton in appreciation of the fellowship class for all they have taught me through the years. So that's a wonderful thing for a teacher to say about her class. Birthdays this upcoming week, we'll be celebrating Dominic Cathcart, Tyler Shepherd, Carrie Neblett, Linda Bennett, Ben Hagler, Jason Abbott, Audrey Johnson, and Helen Starko. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries coming up this week that we don't have noted in the bulletin? Just be sure to wish any of those folks having birthdays happy birthday this week. I think that gets me on everything that we need to have as far as anything this morning. We are so glad that each of you is here to worship this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Let's stand. We're going to join in a call to worship together. It can be found on the screen in front of you, and we'll all read it together. I'm all in. I won't hold back. My whole heart beats for this. I'm all in with all that I am. I shout your name. I worship you. I offer my life. I surrender my all. I give you praise. Now is the time. This is the place. I'm all in.
Your life in me. You so, so good to me.
Invited to join me in the litany of love that you'll find in your bulletin as well as on the screen. This is the home that love made.
It is full of love, and respect. When they planned out these walls, raised these beams above us.
This is the home that love made.
It is full of love of all who have worshipped here. Those who have celebrated and grieved here, the babies baptized, couples married, family members mourned here.
This is the home that love made.
It is full of the love of our children as they learn and laugh together, and our youth as they grow into their own sense of purpose and meaning, and our adults as they seek to grow deeper in relationship with God and one another.
This is the home that love made.
It is full of the love of the staff who have served it, full of their hopes for this congregation, their hard work, and their acts of dedication.
This is the home that love made.
It is full of the love of the choir and the praises. Love that made so clear in the voices lifted here on Sunday morning.
This is the home that love made.
It is full of our love, the love of this community, despite our differences and our disagreements,
Rehoboth is the home that love made.
Can you feel it?
As we join in a time of prayer this morning, I have a couple of prayer concerns that I'd like to update you with. Helen Starko, who was in the hospital and then rehab, is now home from rehab, recovering from a severe infection, and cards and visits are welcome for Miss Helen. An update on Peggy Brown. She is transferring from Sumner Regional to NHC Sumner Place today, where she will rehab following a fall. She asks for no visitors at this time, but she'll let us know when she's ready to receive those visits. But cards and notes of encouragement are always greatly appreciated for Miss Peggy. Let's go to God in prayer. O Holy One, we gather this day to be reminded of the sacred in the midst of the ordinary, the holy moments of waking yet again to a new day, the feel of the earth beneath our feet, the joy of being welcomed in this place by our fellow family members. Help us this day to be fully present in our living, to be awake to each breath. Remind us, O God, that life is taking place in the in-between, as well as in our goals. Remind us, O God, that the detours and the details craft this path, and they make it our own. Help us to remember that we did not make this day, but that we have the glorious pleasure to greet each moment as it unfolds, a gift from you. We have come into this innermost place this morning to be filled with your pure and solemn light. We remember that we have been drawn aside from the straight and narrow, that we have not walked lovingly with each other and humbly with you, that we have feared what is not terrible, and we have wished for what is not holy. In our weakness, though, may you be the quickening power of life. Arise within our hearts, healing, strength, and joy. Day by day, may we grow in faith, in charity, in the purity by which we may see you, and in the larger life of love to which you have called us. For these and the prayers of our hearts, we pray these as we say now the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join me in the offertory prayer printed in the bulletin? Living God, you are the Lord of all. Only you can send your Spirit to bring us new life. You graciously speak your word of hope in times of struggle and uncertainty, and in times of joy and peace. We are grateful that you are continually at work in our lives and the world to fulfill your promises. May our giving today show our trust in you. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. As you can see from the bulletin, we're doing a very different thing as we have been throughout this revival series. Very different things for each of the services. Today, our text comes from Psalm 103. It is a psalm of David. Today, I'm using the Message translation, and I invite you to use whatever translation that you have or simply to listen. It reads, O my soul, bless God. From head to toe, I'll bless his holy name. O my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. He forgives your sins, everyone. He heals your diseases, everyone. He redeems you from hell, saves your life. He crowns you with love and mercy, a paradise crown. He wraps you in goodness, beauty eternal. He renews your youth. You're always young in his presence. God makes everything come out right. He puts victims back on their feet. He showed Moses how he went about his work, opened his plans to all of Israel. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forevermore. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. As high as heaven is over the earth, so strong is his love to those who fear him. And as far as sunrise is from sunset, he has separated us from our sins. As parents feel for their children, God feels for those who fear him. He knows us inside and out, keeps us in mind that we are made of mud. Men and women don't live very long. Like wildflowers, they spring up and blossom. But a storm snuffs them out just as quickly, leaving nothing to show they were here. God's love, though, is ever and always eternally present to all who fear him, making everything right for them and their children as they follow his covenant ways and remember to do whatever he said. God has set his throne in heaven. He rules over us. He's the king. So bless God, you angels, ready and able to fly at his bidding, quick to hear and do what he says. Bless God, all you armies of angels, alert to respond to whatever he wills. Bless God, all creatures, wherever you are, everything and everyone made by God, and you, O my soul, bless God. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Normally at this time in the worship service, either Casey or myself would proclaim, sermon, make a proclamation, which means to speak, but it also means to hear the word of God. So today, we're going to invite you to hear God in a different way. You'll notice in your bulletin a sheet of paper that looks like this. And around the sanctuary, in the back, and across the front here, are various listening stations. We call them worship points, where you're invited in a moment to go and hear a proclamation. A proclamation from God in a different way. Part of the revival series has been for us to listen in different ways to the voice of God. Now, each of the worship points, there's a description of what you are to do. You don't have to do any of those. You may sit in the pews and listen to God. This is a time of difference, a time of listening. You don't have to go to every station. You can linger at one, or you may try to get to them all. It's simply up to you. Parents, this is a wonderful teaching moment. Our first teachers of God were our parents. So as you take your child to this time, to each station, what a wonderful way to worship as a family. Linger as long as you like. We're going to give you plenty of time to do that. You'll notice that there's a communion station where God will be serving you communion today. Take your time, be prayerful, be mindful of everyone else, and when you're finished, return to your pew. Again, you're invited to stay in your pew if that was what you need to do. But now is the time for God's proclamation to you. Thank you.
invite you to take out your hymnal. Turn to page 607. We are going to close our embodied worship time with a prayer that we're all going to say together. We'll say all of these words together. This is the Wesley Covenant Prayer. So this is our covenant together this morning on page 607. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee, exalted for thee or brought low by thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine, and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. If you'll keep your hymnal out and turn to page 377, we'll be singing It Is Well, the hymn, and you're invited to stand, whether in body or in spirit, and we'll sing that hymn together.
Thank you.
invited to remain standing to receive this benediction and to join in our closing song. May you, my brothers and sisters, know that God's worship is not limited to a single day. It's not limited to a single morning. It's not limited to this place in this time. God's worship is within you. And as you have come this morning to the altar and as you have dwelled in the illumination that God provides, hopefully you've taken one of these lights. May you go and take it with you as a sign that God's light casts out all darkness. The darkness within us and the darkness that is in this world, God's light casts that out. And so may you take this light with you into the world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
If we'll take out our little black book, The Faith We Sing, turn to page 2130, 2130. We'll sing The Summons as our closing hymn, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Peace. Have a good week.